Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by but on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise."
Thank you very much, Hugo. That was a very famous passage from the Bible, wasn't it? I mean, hands up if you've heard that before, if you know the story of the Good Samaritan. Anybody? It's very famous. I mean, the term Good Samaritan's gone down in our English language is basically somebody who helps somebody. But we heard there were quite a few characters this morning in that reading. So I'd like to invite some people out who are going to pretend to be the characters from the reading. I'd first like to invite out Verna. Verna's going to be our Bible expert this morning. If you could bring your Bible, Verna, that's it, well done. Let me give you your script. There you are. That's your script because you're the expert. Can I ask Julian? Julian's going to be our man. He's the man who goes on the journey. And he ends up beaten and robbed. I'd also like to ask his mum, Liz, to come out. Liz is going to be the Samaritan. If you could hold on to your bandage, Julie. And then, here we are. Now, you're the hurt man. You could bandage him. Let me put this great big red heart on you, Liz, because you need that. Let me just pop that over your head. There you go. Lovely. Can I ask Lloyd to come out? Lloyd's going to be the robber. Now, to point out that Lloyd used to be an inspector of police, so it's not typecasting anyway. Oh, robber. Oh, nearly. There you are. And let me give you your mask. Now, I couldn't find a robber's mask.
No.
So this is the only mask I could find in the vestry. I don't know what the vicar does with that mask, but if you could pop that mask on, and if you stand next to Verna in the middle there, thank you. If you stand back underneath the screen, people would be able to see us better. Our next person, can I ask Sean to come out? Sean's going to be the innkeeper. Those are your words. Can I ask you to put that apron on as well, please?
Do I have to?
Yes, you do have to. I'm sorry. It's the only one we've got. Those are your words. Now, Salome, could you come and be the Levite? Salome is a church warden. And Bob, can you come out and be the priest, please? Priests and Levites were people who worked in the big temple in Jerusalem. And those are your words. Right. Now, if you could stand, Bob, next to Lloyd, and Salome next to Bob, and then Liz, and then Sean, and then, lovely, Julian. I'm going to stand over here. Our reading this morning begins with the Bible expert asking Jesus a question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? In other words, what must I do to go to heaven? Good morning, Professor. You're a very clever person, aren't you?
Oh, yes, immensely clever.
I know all there is to know in the Bible.
So if you already know everything, why did you ask Jesus a question?
Because I wanted to know if he was as clever as I am.
And was he?
Definitely. He really made me think by telling me a story.
Okay, so let's talk to the people in the story. Mr. Robber, why did you rob this poor man?
Well, that's a big question. Apart from the socio-economic factors and the existence of sin in a fallen world, we needed the cash. He had cash, we didn't, so we just took it.
I don't think it's likely that many of us here, or any of us here, are robbers who beat people and leave them for dead. But I expect everyone here, no matter how old or how young, has said something or done something to hurt someone, even people we love. We might have picked on someone at school, called them names, not let them join in a game, or spread rumours about someone that we know aren't true. Or maybe at work, we've taken credit for someone else's good work. I think we probably all know what it's like to be someone who hurts someone. Now, Reverend, tell us why you walked by on the other side.
Well, in Jesus' day, the rules said a priest must not touch a dead body. If they do, they aren't allowed to do their priest's job for a week.
So if you had gone over to help and found the person dead, that would have been very inconvenient for you and a lot of other people.
Oh, yes. Terribly inconvenient.
Mrs. Levite, why did you walk by on the other side?
Well, I knew the priest was in front of me, and he hadn't done anything to help. So why should I?
So you thought helping the man was somebody else's job?
Of course. It wasn't my responsibility.
We have all kinds of excuses, don't we? I haven't got time. I haven't got change. When we know in our hearts that we could have helped. Perhaps we've seen someone upset at school, but we haven't gone to help them or told the teacher. Perhaps we've kept quiet about things that we know are wrong because we're afraid that it might damage our career or a friendship. I think we all know what it's like to be someone who walks by on the other side. Mrs. Samaritan, why did you help the man?
Because I felt sorry for him.
And it didn't matter to you that he might not like you or your people?
Of course not. He needed my help.
And it didn't matter to you that you had to spend a lot of time and money caring for him, even though he might not thank you for it?
I didn't do it to be thanked. I helped him because he needed help.
And it didn't matter to you that your own people might pick on you for helping an enemy?
I did worry about that. But if I haven't helped, he probably would have died.
I don't think it's easy to be someone as caring as this Samaritan and help someone who possibly doesn't even like us, or be brave enough to help someone who is being picked on or left out at school, in our neighbourhood, or even at work, when it might mean losing our friends. I think that takes a very special person. Now, innkeeper, you helped the man too, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I help people all the time. I'm always happy to give someone a meal or a bed for the night.
You said give.
Well, obviously they've got to pay me. I didn't do it for nothing.
So you only help people if they pay you?
Obviously.
Perhaps that's why we sometimes help people. If we do someone a favour, they will owe us a favour. If people see me helping someone, they will think, what a good person I am. And it will make me look good and feel good. So I'm not really helping people for their good, but mine. I think maybe we all know what that feels like too. Sir, what would you like to say?
I hope no one knows or will ever know what it's like to be robbed and nearly killed. But I think everyone knows what it feels like to be hurt badly by someone or let down by someone who could have helped. I expect there are people here now who are hurting in some way.
At times, I think we all behave like all of these characters. Like the clever expert, perhaps we expect to go to heaven by obeying rules, or search the Bible trying to prove Jesus wrong. Like the robbers, we've hurt people. Like the beaten man, we've been hurt. Like the priest and the Levite, we've failed to help people who need help. Like the innkeeper, We sometimes help people for our own selfish reasons. Occasionally, like the Samaritan, we may even have helped people at great cost or risk to ourselves. Ultimately, though, I think we're all like the man who was robbed and beaten. Even the robbers, because life can do that. Life can harden our hearts. Life can break our hearts. But Jesus understands all of our troubles. He knows what it's like to be rejected by his friends, to be beaten, to be made fun of, to be hated. He knows what it's like to give all that he has to help people, even as he gave his life on that cross. 2,000 years later, people still reject Jesus. They make fun of him and even use his name as a swear word. The dying man needed someone to save him, and the Samaritan did. The Bible teaches us that it doesn't matter what kind of person we are, we all need Jesus to be our savior. It doesn't matter how clever we are, only Jesus can save us. We may have hurt people badly, but if we are truly sorry, Jesus can forgive us and help us to live a new life. Maybe we've become so busy that we don't have time to love people, even those closest to us. Jesus can help us put our lives back in the right perspective. Perhaps we only help people if it helps us. Jesus can help us truly love others. So what have you all learned this morning from this passage?
I've learned that I don't need to know all the answers before I trust Jesus. An old bishop once said, "I don't understand so that I can believe. I believe so that I can understand."
I've learnt that Jesus will forgive us anything if we are truly sorry.
And I've learnt that it's okay to think carefully before helping someone. But I must help if I possibly can.
I've learned that helping people is everyone's responsibility, but especially mine.
I've learned that helping our enemies can make them our friends.
I've learned that I shouldn't expect to get something for helping someone.
And I've learned not to go anywhere without my mum and dad.
Finally, it doesn't matter who we are. We all need healing and we all need saving. It doesn't matter what we've done. There is no pit so deep that Jesus cannot lift us out of it. Only Jesus can soothe those deep wounds. Only he can heal us everywhere we hurt. And while he is doing that, he promises he will never leave us or let us down. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.